Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
In health news, a new study published in the journal Arthritis and Rheumatism finds a connection between juvenile arthritis and cancer. ABC's Todd Ant has more.
New research shows that cancer rates are four times higher in children with chronic arthritis than those without the disease. Chronic arthritis diseases in children affects roughly 294,000 under the age of 17 in the U.S. One of the drug types used to treat arthritis are TNF inhibitors, but the risk of cancer has been associated with treatment, prompting the FDA to place black box warnings of the potential malignancy risk on TNF inhibitors labels. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Even the fittest baby boomers are finding they aren't as nimble as they age. Knee replacements have more than tripled in people age 45 to 64 in recent years. A study released last week finds nearly 1 in 20 who is over 50 has an artificial joint. Dr. Stephen Haas of the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City says people shouldn't abandon exercise because of the health benefits, but he says you should make sure that you are well-conditioned and listen to your body. And with so many diets and weight loss plans out there, it can be hard to know who you should believe. 680's Lisa Grant reports a university professor, tired of all the misinformation, decided to do something about it.
University of Alberta professor Timothy Caulfield decided to check things out for himself and write a book about it. He says he became the guinea pig, trying several different diets, getting a personal trainer, and even getting his genes tested.
Most of them, there's no science behind them. They're gimmicks, so by and large, they make promises that can't be kept.
The bottom line likely won't surprise you. He says, do your homework. Caulfield's book is called The Cure for Everything. To keep the weight off and be healthier, he says it all boils down to the hard answer, making an overall lifestyle change and sticking with it. Lisa Grant, 680 News.